The spacious cream drawing room overlooks the Weald. Beneath the prismatic gleams of its 18th century chandeliers, an exquisite little clock stands upon a mahogany Louis XVI bureau à cylindre. Now, at 8 a.m., it chimes. Above, in the householder's study, the sound is echoed as another clock also tells the hour. Simultaneously, a sibilant rustle of Irish linen sheets breaks the hush in Churchill's bedroom a few feet away as he sits bolt upright and yanks off his black satin sleep mask. He, not the sun, determines when he will greet the new day. Fumbling on the bedside table, he rings the bell for his valet-cum-butler, or, as Churchill calls him, my man. Churchill's man is called David Inches by the rest of the household, and like his master, he is considered eccentric, a tremendous character, in the words of Grace Hamblin, Winston's chief secretary, always overworked, always perspiring, sometimes drunk. Awaiting him, Churchill peers around, rumpled but remarkably alert, in view of the fact that he retired, as is his custom, only 6 hours ago. Poised thus, he is surrounded by Churchilliana. Elsewhere, Chartwell's decor reflects Clementine Churchill's understated upper-class elegance. But her husband is a flamboyant swashbuckler, a throwback to the Cavaliers or the Elizabethan patriciate with its aristocratic disdain for the opinions of others. Thus, this most personal part of the mansion is decorated not with implicit grace, but with explicit flourish. An ornate Fabergé cigar box, engraved plates of gold and silver, and, standing in solitary splendor, a gold-headed walking stick engraved, "To my youngest minister." This last was his wedding present from King Edward VII, and a reminder of the 1880s, when Edward was Prince of Wales, and he and Winston's mother, Jenny, were intimate. An evocation of the first decade of the new century, when young Winston was a rising power in the Edwardian Parliament. A minute passes. 2 minutes. No valet. Winston fumes. The Churchillian lower lip juts out. His bizarre daily schedule...